listen, making government work is not easy either. And as I've, you know, spent a couple of years now focusing on especially state government and municipal government when I can get my hands on the principal players, you know, it's tough. You do these 2-year budgets and the legislative session, these are not, and they work full time as legislators, but they're not paid full time. Almost all of them have second careers. And, you know, it's fascinating. Certain things pass and they get signed. There's a whole bunch of bills that get a lot of work done on them and nothing happens, which I find frustrating. This housing bill was a big bill, and they started, you know, floating some pieces in the media, you know, about the bill and, you know, broke it down. And then I didn't think much of it. And then somebody reached out to me, I won't say who, in the legislature said, hey, do you want to talk about this? And then I said, why? I mean, I assumed that it would pass and then the governor would sign it and whatever's in it's in it. And I started looking into it. And then I guess there was just a cascade of complaints about it from the municipal level, not just Republicans. And then the governor comes out and says this, you know, he's not totally thrilled about it. I guess a lot of people were in his ear, and there are some options here. Either you sign it, you veto it, or you have a special session and make the changes that the governor wants. And the governor even intimated that maybe he would sign it with some caveats and commitments, but I don't like that arrangement personally. And so this morning we wanted to have both a Republican and a Democrat on to discuss it. We have Steve Weir coming up in a second from the 55th District, Republican, and then Jason Rojas, who is really behind a lot of the genesis of this bill. The House Majority Leader will join us at 7:50. Let's welcome in Representative Steve Weir. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
okay.
you. How are you?
I'm good. So my first question is, was there a lot of pushback on this from your caucus during the session?
The short answer is yes. In addition to, you know, being, you know, having many concerns from within my caucus, or our caucus, I should say, you know, I sit on the Housing Committee. Many of these concepts and different bills came through the Housing Committee, and there was a significant amount of pushback and discussion during, you know, the committee process, public hearings. You know, the bill that we have, that we had to vote on, was 91 pages, 46 sections. It contained 16 different bills from 6 different committees. So it wasn't just housing. This is a mix of housing, banking, human services, planning and development, public safety, all crammed into this bill. So yes, there was pushback because they're trying to do a lot of different things in one massive bill.
What are your principal issues with it?
Well, I think first and foremost would be the lack of, you know, I would say the I'll call it an attack, but, you know, it is an affront or, you know, on local zoning. It takes away the local towns and cities' ability to control their own zoning. And I come from the, you know, the perspective that the best zoning and the best government is local government, our neighbors and friends and people who we know, who have, I think the best interests of the town. And so when they're on target or off target, it's better to have somebody close by to hear those concerns, versus somebody up, you know, having policy directed from Hartford,
right,
from people with completely different, you know, Bridgeport and New Haven and Newington and very different from Hebron. You know, Glastonbury is different from Hebron. And so I don't want Glastonbury dictating how Hebron does our zoning, and I don't want Hebron dictating what happens in Glastonbury.
Right. We're talking with Representative Steve Weir and Bryan & Company. I mean, the parking issue, like, I understand the problem there. People are, you know, really concerned about what that could cause if you don't require parking space for certain types of units and so on and so forth. And the conversion of commercial space to residential, I almost want to put a pin in that. But, like, I guess my point is a lot of the getting back to your issue with taking control away from municipalities, which seems to be the biggest issue, but that there's a slew of towns that aren't moving forward with creating new housing. And so what would be the solution or something that you or your party would do to incentivize communities and towns to A, create more housing, and B, create some carve out for some affordable housing?
Yeah. So first of all, this topic probably could be like a whole show, you know, so yeah. In studio for the entire, it's a big issue, but to try to summarize it, I would say that from my perspective, I don't want, we have topographical issues. I mean, some of the towns that I represent have virtually no sewer, public water. You know, we've got watershed areas, not a lot of open flat areas. So, you know, you take that into consideration. You asked me what I would like to see. I'd rather see the state come forward with incentives in terms of, hey, here's low interest loans that you can do, bonding, grants, incentives to towns and cities that want to take advantage of that to create the type of housing. But to come at it from a perspective of changing zoning, having that stick approach of, hey, we're going to maybe withhold some funding if you don't comply with these regulations. That to me is a big turnoff. There was a lot of talk about creating generational wealth, which is generally property ownership, but the type of housing that's being proposed here is virtually all rental. And so it's like, all right, you want to talk about creating that generational wealth that can be handed down. That's not going to happen through renting necessarily. There's just a lot. The bill tries to do a lot. And my perspective is, I know it's coming from a place of good intentions. I respect Majority Leader Rojas tremendously. I think the intent is great. This bill is trying to do too much, trying to cram too many things in. I'd like to see this more incremental and thoughtful over a series of years, not just trying to do it all at once.
So, and again, sorry about the constricted time here. Steve Weir from the 55th District joining us here on Brian and Company. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, the options I laid them out. Lamont signs it, Lamont vetoes it, special session, or what he's sort of indicated is that maybe he signs it with some sort of handshake understanding that they'll tweak it, which I don't like because a law is a law. What do you think will happen, and also what do you want to see happen?
So I have no idea what will happen. I should point out that there were 18 Democrats, all Republicans voted against this. There were 18 Democrats from all different, it wasn't just Greenwich, there were all different communities across the state who voted against this. So I think there's bipartisan concern. And so I would like to see the governor, if he's going to veto, I would rather not have the handshake. I think it, put his line, draw a line in the sand, veto it and send us back in to work on this, because this certainly was not unanimous. And I think there may have been some people on the other side who had concerns, but who voted for it anyhow.
So you'd be okay with you'd be okay with a special session to address this stuff?
Absolutely. I think quite frankly, this should have been addressed and more thought gone into, maybe passing a piece of this, right? Little pieces, but I can't turn back the clock. So I'd rather, there may be some people, really angry with me on my who don't want to go back in, but I think the alternative is damage done to the state. And so I'd rather go in and try to make it right and try to repair it than let it go as is. I think it's a disaster waiting to happen. A lot of unintended consequences if we let it go.
Steve, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.